Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcast. With that said, let's get on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's going on, guys? My name is Hussein, and I have talked about stateless versus stateful protocols here on this channel many, many times. Stateless protocols such as HTTP have advantages and disadvantages, mainly is horizontal scalability, but the problem is local cache cannot be stored as easily, so we kind of suffer of that cache locality problem and the performance. Versus the stateful protocol, which is great for cache locality. You have the same information on the same host machine container. However, it doesn't scale horizontally as good, right? Now, we talked about that stuff. So we need both. We need stateless and stateful protocol. Stateful protocol, TCP, gRPC, WebSocket. Stateless is HTTP, right? So, guys, we build application and build protocols kind of on top of each other. So, for example, HTTP, yeah, it is a stateless protocol, but is built on top of a stateful protocol. And that's very easy to do, right? The protocol semantics of HTTP says, hey, do not store anything on the server. If the client needs information that is being stored on the server, then you have to transmit this information, transmit this state transfer rest, right? With every request so that we do not suffer from the scalability problem. We need to be stateless with every request. So that's the semantics of HTTP. It was designed because of the web. It was designed because we could hit any server and being served by that server. Okay. So this protocol, which is stateless, was built on a stateful protocol, which is TCP, right? For the longest time. I know HTTP3 is built on UDP, but it's a different question. I'm going to get to that. So TCP is stateful, and it stores state. So it's very, very, you know, very, very well known for state, right? Because, first of all, there is a connection. There is a physical connection. And second, we store sequence numbers on, right? We store window sizes. So we cannot all of a sudden decide, nah, I want to go to another host mid-connection. No, doesn't work, right? And the advantage of that is you can safely store data in the same host and guarantee it's going to be there because the internet is going to route you all the way to the same host all the time. Okay, so that's the trick. For stateful versus stateless. And you can build stateless protocol on top of stateful, as I said, HTTP over TCP. You can also build stateful protocols over stateless protocols. That's just easily just store states. Example, WebSockets, right? WebSockets is a bad example because it just uses or reuses the same TCP connection, so it just downgrades itself. But nevertheless, it is stateful protocol on top of HTTP because that's the first thing that we built. So another example is gRPC. gRPC is a stateful protocol. You agree, right? And it's built on top of HTTP2, which is stateless protocol, which is built on top of TCP, which is stateful protocol, right? So all of this stuff, guys, right, there's always like turtles on turtles when it comes to this. And my favorite is actually HTTP3, which is a stateless protocol, which is built on top of QUIC, right? Which is actually a stateful protocol, which is built on top of UDP. UDP is what? Stateless protocol, right? We talked about UDP versus TCP. Check out the video here, right? Which is built on UDP, which is a stateless protocol. So at some point, you have to think, these guys who build these protocols actually understand what they want. And the underlying protocols do not give you this. So first of all, ask yourself, your application that you're building, do I need statelessness? Thus, do I need to be scaled horizontally? Do I need bidirectional communication? Because as far as I know, it's very, very hard to build a stateless application that is bidirectional communication. Right? I'll be surprised if someone build that. I'll actually love to know, how do you build a stateless application, a chatting stateless application? It's a state. You have to store a state somewhere. Unless you're constantly disconnecting and reconnecting the backend. I might actually check XMPP and see if that might be a stateless. Who knows? But yeah, guys, your backend, essentially, you have to evaluate what kind of protocols you need. And do you need statelessness? In this case, use HTTP or use UDP directly. UDP is very raw, right? I think we need a little bit another stateless protocol that is essentially not as thick as HTTP, thick, right? And as not as simple as DDP. I mean, HTTP 2 is getting better now, streams and whatnot. So, but that's good, right? But if you need a stateful protocol and you need your host to always go to the same machine, because and I actually built a game that I wanted to be stateful, right? You want statefulness, so every request goes to the same machine, stickiness, right? I mean, you can configure reverse proxies to be stateful and force HTTP requests to be stateful, right? This is against the semantic of the web, but what is anyway? Everything is against these days. Nobody's following standards. But yeah, reverse proxies can be configured to route HTTP traffic to always the same machine based on hashes, based on certain values in the request. And the game I built was, I made a video about it, right? I wanted the participants of a certain game. So you want to create a game and certain people join the game, right? And I wanted all of these people to be in the same machine, because I want to use this memory structure in the host so that I don't go to a Redis cluster to ask for a state, right? I want the state to be in the host and the game state as the host. And if the server was destroyed, yeah, the game ends. I'm fine with that, because the game lasts, I don't think, 30 seconds anyway. So that was a perfect example where I needed a stateful protocol. And I used WebSockets for that, right? But even WebSocket is not really enough, because reverse proxy will just load balance your request, right? To your WebSocket request to different hosts. You want given request, you want certain requests to go to certain hosts. And that's very difficult to build with WebSocket, but I think there is a way. But that's it. I wanted to talk about how do you build stateful application or stateful protocol on top of stateless. That's easy. Just store the state, right? And how do you build stateless protocol on top of stateful protocol? That's also easy. Just basically do not store anything at that layer, right? HTTP doesn't store anything. All right, guys. That's it for me today. Hope you enjoyed this video. Subscribe for more backend topics. And I'm going to see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.